Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. California Burning examines the collapse of Pacific Gas and Electric, California's largest utility, and uses that failure to explain larger weaknesses in the American power grid. Written by Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt. The book is a work of narrative nonfiction and investigative journalism that follows PG&E from its origins as a visionary utility to its role in one of the most devastating wildfire disasters in state history. The book focuses on how neglected infrastructure, weak oversight, corporate incentives, and changing environmental conditions combine to produce repeated catastrophe. Rather than treating the campfire as an isolated event, Blunt places it in the context of decades of decisions about maintenance, regulation, investment, and risk. The result is both a history of one company and a wider analysis of how modern utilities can fail when safety, accountability, and long-term planning are subordinated to short-term pressures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how PG&E's legacy of innovation gave way to institutional decline. The book begins with a paradox at the center of PG&E, a company that once helped build California's prosperity, eventually became synonymous with danger and mismanagement, and weak internal discipline. This historical frame matters because it shows that the company's failures were not sudden or accidental. They developed over time as the organization changed its priorities and lost the culture of engineering caution that had once defined it. By following this arc, infrastructure neglect as the immediate cause of disaster. A central analytical thread in the book is the role of physical neglect in transforming routine equipment failure into mass tragedy. Blunt pays close attention to aging power lines, worn hardware, and deferred maintenance, showing that the campfire was enabled by conditions that had built up over many years. The emblematic image of a century-old metal hook breaking under strain captures the book's broader argument: catastrophic outcomes can emerge from ordinary components when they are left unrepaired for too long. This is not presented as a simple accident of weather or luck. Instead, the book explains how technical vulnerability, poor inspection practices, and a tendency to delay costly upgrades created a system in which one failure could ignite a regional disaster. The lesson extends beyond PG&E, because many utilities face the same problem of aging assets and limited capital. Blunt's reporting demonstrates that infrastructure reliability depends on persistent maintenance, not just emergency response after something has already gone wrong. Thirdly, regulation, deregulation, and the politics of utility accountability. California Burning also investigates the regulatory environment that shaped PG&E's decisions. Blunt shows that the company operated within a system influenced by deregulation, market turbulence, and political bargaining, all of which complicated efforts to ensure accountability. The book does not reduce the problem to bad management alone. It argues that oversight structures often failed to align incentives with public safety, leaving regulators, lawmakers, and executives locked in a cycle where each group could deflect responsibility. The result was an environment in which short-term financial pressures and institutional fragmentation weakened the utility's ability to invest consistently in risk reduction. This topic is important because it broadens the story from one company to the governance model surrounding it. Blunt's account suggests that even a private monopoly serving a public function can become dangerous if regulation is too weak, too reactive, or too politicized to force durable safety standards. The book therefore reads as a critique of governance as much as of corporate conduct. Fourthly, climate change and wildfire risk as a new operating reality. The book's broader significance lies in its treatment of climate change as a force that intensifies existing infrastructure problems. Blunt explains that hotter, drier conditions and stronger wildfire conditions in the West make utility systems far less forgiving than they once were. This means that failures, which might previously have been contained, can now trigger faster and more destructive chain reactions. The book is careful not to treat climate change as the sole cause of disaster. Instead, it shows how environmental change interacts with old equipment, expansive service territories, and limited resilience planning. That combination makes the grid more vulnerable and raises the stakes of every maintenance decision. This perspective gives the book a national relevance beyond California, since many regions are now confronting similar combinations of aging infrastructure and climate stress. By connecting utility failure to wildfire escalation, Blunt turns PG&E into a case study in how climate change converts local mismanagement into systemic danger. The argument is practical as well as diagnostic adaptation requires both better engineering and a more realistic understanding of future risk. Lastly, what the campfire reveals about the national power grid, Blunt uses the PG&E disaster as a warning about the condition of America's broader electric infrastructure. The book's national perspective is one of its most important contributions, because it moves beyond a single utility scandal to ask what other systems are vulnerable in the same way. Many readers will come away with a clearer understanding that the grid is not a seamless technological system but a patchwork of assets, institutions, and rules that can fail under pressure. The campfire becomes evidence that neglect in one place can have devastating human, financial, and environmental consequences. Blunt also shows how public confidence in utilities depends on visible competence and transparency, both of which can deteriorate when companies are under stress. Its final implication is that reform is not optional if aging grids are to remain safe in an era of heightened wildfire risk and broader climate instability. In conclusion, California Burning is best suited for readers interested in energy policy, infrastructure, environmental risk, corporate accountability, and investigative journalism. It will be especially valuable to policymakers, utility professionals, public interest advocates, and general readers who want to understand how a modern power system can fail at multiple levels at once. The book offers more than a recounting of the campfire. It explains how history, regulation, engineering, finance, and climate pressures interacted to produce a preventable catastrophe, giving readers a framework for thinking about utility safety in a much broader way. What makes it stand out among books about disasters or corporate failures is its combination of vivid reporting and structural analysis. Blunt does not stop at identifying a culprit. She shows how a whole system became fragile. That makes the book useful not only as a narrative of PG&E's collapse, but also as a case study in the future of American infrastructure. Readers looking for a clear, evidence-based account of why utility reform matters will find it especially strong. If you would like to support Catherine Blunt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.